Well, sometimes in your Christian journey, you may just ask yourself, what am I doing? And it's good to reposition yourself, maybe take a moment and think. And let's do that this morning with a brand new book written by Evan Oxner. It's called Let's Be Blunt, What's Really the Point of Christianity? Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Evan, you're a pastor out on the East Coast. Give us a little bit of your history.
Well, I've lived on the East Coast my entire life. I've been a pastor for about 10 years. And I pastor, it's not a real big church, we're about 120 right now, but I've been in a place called Amherst, Nova Scotia for about 6 years now, and I've had this book on my heart and been in the process of writing it for about 10 years.
Wow. Well, so this message has really been eating away at you.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it.
Well, it's called Let's Be Blunt. So a lot of times we just want to get down to it. Like, let's just talk. So what are we being blunt about? What's really the message that you want to get across here right off the top?
Well, the key of this book is simply that we have misplaced the point of Christianity. We've got lost along our way. And because of that, it has affected what we think is possible. It has affected what we do in our lives. It has affected what we think our world should be like and what our Christian walk should be like and what kind of victories we can have in our lives. And I think we need to return to the actual point of Christianity in order to have the full life that God wants for us. Mm. I say in the book, actually it's on the back of the book, that Christianity isn't about just checking boxes and going to heaven. It is about being transformed or restored to the image of God. And when you have that as your point, then your whole Christian journey changes.
Well, Evan, in your opinion, where do we get off the track? Where do we miss it?
I've found that quite often we replace the point of transformation. An old word that you don't hear a whole lot anymore is holiness. Is we turn away from this idea of holiness and we get stuck in this idea of you just need your sins forgiven and you need to survive in order to get to heaven, and it is all about eternity in heaven. And we focus on those good things, but we make those the ultimate point. And when we have those as our ultimate point, we end up in this place where Christianity becomes about me, or Christianity becomes about surviving the world and not about being changed and having victory over sin and having victory in our lives and seeing the world be transformed and seeing the world become this place where the kingdom of God is right here among us like it is in heaven. And so I think quite often we replace the end goal with good things, and that kind of throws us off for the rest of the journey often.
And you wrap the book up with a chapter called The Holistic Gospel. I don't hear that too often. Can you describe what that is?
Well, that's simply the idea that the gospel is supposed to touch every area of our lives. That it's not just these silos where we have our family life and our work life and our fun life and our church life and our money life, and we have all these different areas, but that the gospel, the transformation of Jesus, actually touches all of those things, everything from your health to how you spend your money to where you live, what your house should be, how you treat your kids, how you treat your employees, what kind of car you buy, how we treat the environment. All those things should be informed and directed by the gospel. And it really needs to be something that influences every area of our lives, because the point is to be totally transformed to the image of God. Mm. And it's not just one piece of your life, but it is everything in our lives.
The book is called Let's Be Blunt, What's Really the Point of Christianity? By Pastor Evan Oxner. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Evan.
Well, thank you.